Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
All right, let's go. The five rules of life. Number one, have vision for your life. You know, have a vision for who you want to become, the kind of person you want to become. You know, what are the qualities of the type of person you want to feel and be like in your life? And also, vision for what is your dream? What's your goal? What's your desire? Where do you want to go? Where do you want your life to head? And what will you find meaningful at the end of your life when you look back and you say, wow, I've lived my life. These were the things I found meaningful. These were the things I'm happy about. This was what I have pride in having become this type of person. These were the types of relationships I created. That's vision. You know, sitting down and thinking about what you want of life, what you want to contribute of life, what you want to experience of life.
And that doesn't land on you. A lot of people would say, well, Brendan, I just don't have a vision for myself. Well, vision doesn't land on you. You know, it's not like you walk outside, I like to say, of your house one day and the piano of purpose, you know, falls on your head and suddenly everything's clear. Some people have that epiphany. Some people have that awakening. But for most of us, it requires diligence and work. Sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and say, man, what's my vision for life? You know, what do I want my life to be like? Where do I want to live? What kind of work do I want to contribute to the world? What kind of relationships do I want to build? That just requires thought, brainstorming. And if you don't know the answers to that, that's okay. Experience the world some more. Go sample different parts of the world, of your community. Ask other people how they discovered what they wanted in life. Just start this journey. Become a seeker of what your vision will be, and the vision will suddenly start to coalesce, and you'll figure these things out. But the primary components of vision are, who do you want to become? The type of person, I mean, write it down. Like, for me, the type of person I want to become is, and fill that out. That begins the vision for your life. It's all about the type of person you want to become. And living each and every single day into that person, to become that person. You know, at some point in my life, I thought I want to become more present. Because I wasn't able to get that awareness around me of other people, that awareness of my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, to experience the full immensity and magic of the moment. I said, I have the vision to become a present person. So I had to discipline myself to tune in and say, what am I paying attention to right now? What am I feeling? What am I sensing? Am I in this moment? Am I here with this person, or am I checked out and away? I really had to do that. It was a discipline to live into the vision of that type of person. It's just an example, and I hope that you'll develop your own vision for who you want to become. The second rule of life, which is just so critical, is to believe in your ability to figure things out. You know? To believe in your ability to figure things out. Some people, they just can't believe in themselves, their total self. I hope you get there. I hope you can believe in your total self, and that should be a mission too. But a rule is believe in your ability to figure things out. It allows you to wade into any unknown territory, any uncertainty, and say, you know what? I don't know what the hell's going on here, but I will figure it out. That is a life belief we all must have. The ability to know that with enough time, energy, focus, resources even, that over a period of time, we can develop the knowledge, the skill, the competency, the mastery of any area that we must succeed in. With enough time, dedication, and effort, we can do it. And we must believe in our ability to figure things out. When the worst of life storms hit you, to say, you know what, this is terrible right now. This challenge is awful, but I'll figure my way out of it. It might not be easy. There will be hardship, there will be struggle, there will be frustration, other people will be jerks. But I'll figure my way out of it. I will learn through this. I will develop through this. I will grow through this. But I will move through. There will be a better tomorrow. There will be something that I move and progress in my life towards this. Even if it's a slog, even if it's a struggle, honor that struggle. Be okay with that struggle. Because you know in your heart and your mind, you will figure it out. You will figure it out. And as you learn more from other people over a period of time, you'll gain that confidence. And guess what? As you figure things out, you develop competency. You develop your knowledge, your skill, your ability, your talent, your mastery of life. And with competency comes confidence. You'll have more confidence in your life. That will come from believing in yourself and your ability to figure it out enough times that you got it. The third rule of life is to have fun, no matter what, chasing your dreams. As you have that vision, you have that dream, you have that desire, that you're going to have fun on this journey, even when it sucks, even when it's difficult, even when you're dealing with somebody you don't like, or a bad coworker, or a bad boss, or a bad spouse, or a bad child, just teasing, whatever you got, whatever you're dealing with, to say, you know what, I'm gonna bring the fun. I'm gonna bring the joy into this situation proactively. I'm not gonna wait for something to happen that I can have fun. I'm gonna bring the fun. I am the fun. I will show up in whatever way you enjoy life, whatever way that fun and that joy and that zest and that enthusiasm sparks for you, make that happen. Bring that into the situation proactively. I go into the most tense situations in my business now sometimes. I mean, where literally major decisions are on my shoulders. major leaders from Fortune 500 companies, sometimes some billionaire clients, literally are like, Brendan, here's this, I mean, they're so tense and the stuff has hit the fan, the storm has landed, everyone's freaking out. I'm gonna be the guy that walks in with a positive, buoyant, focused attitude. I'm gonna be the one to bring the joy to that situation. I'm gonna bring the light to that darkness, even though sometimes I feel overwhelmed by that darkness of doubt or delay or distraction in my life. I'm gonna move that aside and I'm gonna show up because I have this rule. No matter what, I will have fun doing what I am doing, chasing my dreams. And that's allowed my life, I feel like, to have a very uncommon charge because I just make that happen. It's not a luck, it is a discipline. Right? A discipline of having fun, a desire to have fun and bring that into every single situation of my life. I hope you'll make that a rule of your life. I think the fourth rule of life is to be patient, but persistent at all we do. Patient, you know, be cool. Life might not be progressing as fast as it wants to be. Be cool that you're not getting ahead as fast as you want to get ahead. You know, give yourself the patience and the allowance to do a good job. It might take longer than you think it's going to take. A lot of people beat themselves up because they're in such a hurry. And I think from almost, you know, some of the worst components and the worst behaviors and vices of humankind comes from hurry. Being in way too big of a hurry, wanting that immediate payoff, being entitled to having it right now without allowing that long journey of struggle. I'm cool with the struggle. I honor the struggle. I know it's going to be there. I'm patient. I know that my time, if I am disciplined, if I am focused on doing the things that are good for me, for others, for my business, for my life, for you guys, if I'm focused, I know over a period of time, with enough patience, the success will come. The joy will come. Do you know how long I did these videos before I ever made it a career? Do you know how many stages I spoke on and I just sucked? You know, I was allowing myself to learn. That to be a learner, you have to have patience with yourself. But the critical element is you have to be persistent. You, even as you're patient, you're allowing time to take place as you're putting these things in. You're allowing the universe to align with your desires, with your dreams, with your focus. You are also not stopping. That you are persistent in your action as well as you are patient, right? It's that peaceful warrior that you are working towards it. You are fighting, you are struggling, you are moving towards it, but at the exact same time, you're cool. You're accepting everything is right now as it needs to be, and I'm continually taking action. That persistence of action and behavior is what gets you ahead. It has to be a rule of life if we're gonna have what we want. Because we can't just start something and stop it all the time. That's just distraction. We have to be persistent towards our dreams and patient with ourselves. Fifth rule, and I love this one, love and respect others playing the same game. You know, we're all in this game of life. We're all doing the best that we can. And loving and respecting other people is critical not only to our happiness and our connection with the people that we care for, it is critical to our destiny. It is critical to our legacy. It is critical to our legend. You know, it is critical to our simple everyday experience of the good parts of life. You know, to love other people, that's a rule for me. I take all this divine energy of love around me and I try and amplify it and give it to people. That's why I see myself as just a big old vessel of good amplification, of good vibes for human beings, you know? I think it's very critical that we respect other people. We tolerate that, you know what, they have their own life. It's just tolerance. It's about allowing people to have their own voice, allowing people to have their own experience, allow them to follow their own intuition. Let them follow their own rules and be okay with it. Let them follow their own life and be okay with it. Accepting, understanding, empathetic, sympathetic, compassionate, kind to other people. That's the zest of life. It's that great grand connection that ultimately makes us feel as human beings fulfilled because we loved. And so love others on your journey. Make it a practice, make it a discipline, make it an area of mastery where other people around you, they just always feel like you're so attentive to them. That they feel adored and appreciated, and they feel your affection, and it's real, it's authentic, it's genuine, and they're like, wow, this person's something, you know? Have that for other people. Care about them so much that they're just, they love to be around you, that you attract them, and that you feel fulfilled in giving that very thing that birthed you, love.
Hey everyone, it's Brendan. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free books and world-class training on motivation and high performance, visit me at brendanburchard.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay charged and go out there every day of your life and live fully, love openly, and make your difference today.
Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out.
If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.